Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine, if you will, a simple strip, much like those old school pH test strips you might remember from chemistry class, right? But this one is engineered to react to something entirely invisible to the human eye, ultraviolet light.
Right, UV.
Not just any UV light, but the precise wavelengths that, disinfect our hospitals, purify our water, or even cure the advanced adhesives used in your smartphone.
Really critical stuff.
Exactly. Now, what if that tiny, clever strip was the beating heart of a company that, well, until very recently, was a relatively quiet player, but is now undergoing what analysts are calling a profound business and financial inflection?
A real turning point.
A huge one. A company suddenly signing colossal partnerships with global titans and seeing its sales skyrocket by hundreds of percent. That's the fascinating high-stakes story we're diving into today. We're taking a deep dive into Intelligo Technologies AB, a Swedish innovator that has developed a proprietary patented photochromic ink technology.
That's the core, yeah.
And yes, for simplicity, we're going to keep calling it that ingenious pH strip for UV light. Our sources for this deep dive include detailed investment analyses, company reports, market research, basically painting a picture of a company at a truly pivotal moment.
And our mission today is quite specific. We want to extract the most important nuggets of knowledge from the comprehensive analysis you've provided to help you understand not just what Intelligo Technologies does, but why it matters so profoundly right now.
Yeah, the why now is key.
Absolutely. We'll explore its unique position in the market, the incredible, almost explosive growth it's experiencing, and critically, the potential risks that, inevitably accompany such rapid expansion. Our goal is really to give you a shortcut to being truly well-informed about this niche technology leader, enabling you to grasp the strategic implications of its trajectory.
Absolutely. To achieve that, we'll break down Intelligo's core technology, really getting into how those strips work. Then we'll explore its remarkably capital-light business model and the massive evolving markets it serves.
Big markets, yeah.
We'll unravel its competitive edge, what makes it so hard to copy, and then get into the nuts and bolts of its recent financial transformation. The game-changing major partnerships that are reshaping its future and the critical risks that management is now navigating. Get ready, because we've got some genuinely surprising facts and insights that will give you a fresh perspective on a very specialized corner of the tech world. Aye, the core of innovation, Intelligo's patented pH strip for UV light. So let's start at the very beginning. What exactly is this pH strip for UV light that we keep talking about? How does this seemingly simple concept translate into such a powerful technological advantage for Intelligo?
Well, what's truly fascinating here is the elegant simplicity that masks some very sophisticated science. Intelligo's core technology is built upon a unique and crucially patented photochromic ink.
Okay, photochromic ink.
Right. Now, this isn't just a simple dye that fades in the sun, It's a precisely engineered chemical compound. Its molecular structure actually temporarily rearranges when exposed to specific ultraviolet wavelengths.
Ah, so it's a molecular change.
Exactly. This reversible molecular change is what causes the visible color shift. And critically, these inks are calibrated. They're designed to respond to accumulated doses of specific UV wavelengths, UVA, UVB, and UVC.
Accumulated doses.
Yes. It's not just about presence or absence like a simple detector. It's about the total energy dose received over time. That makes it a highly accurate and repeatable indicator. It's essentially a precise scientific instrument disguised as a simple strip that provides real-time visual feedback.
That distinction between just seeing UV and seeing an accumulated dose seems really important. But for many of us, invisible light sounds like a pretty abstract problem. Why is that color change so powerful? And what specific tangible problem does it solve for actual end users in, say, a hospital or a factory?
That's a crucial point, and it goes right to the heart of the problem they solve. Imagine you have a UV disinfection system in a hospital operating room, right? Or maybe an industrial line curing a high-performance adhesive with UV light. You can't see the UV dose. You have absolutely no way of knowing if the UV lamp is functioning optimally, if its intensity is maybe degraded over time, or if the exposure time was actually sufficient.
Right, it's invisible, so you're just trusting it works.
Historically, yes, or you'd need complex equipment. Validating UV exposure often required costly, sometimes finicky electronic radiometers. These devices are expensive. They need regular calibration, often need expert operation. It just makes them impractical for routine, continuous quality assurance across potentially millions of cycles.
Okay, so not feasible for everyday checks.
Not really. Intelligo's dosimeter removed that barrier entirely. It offers a low-cost, immediate, and really easy-to-interpret visual check. It basically democratizes access to this critical validation step, turning an invisible process into a verifiable one with just a simple glance.
So it's about making the invisible visible and verifiable. That sounds like a powerful innovation. But in the world of fast-paced technology, one might ask, what stops a competitor from simply replicating this clever idea? It sounds like there's serious protection around this, making it hard for others to just, you know, copy it.
You're absolutely right to ask about protection. And yes, this isn't just a clever trick. It's deeply protected innovation. The company's intellectual property, or IP, portfolio is robust. Really robust. They got 4 granted patents protecting this core platform technology.
4 patents, okay.
And these patents are long dated, providing protection all the way out to 2042. That's a significant legal barrier for any potential competitor thinking of entering this space.
Wow, 2042 is a long time horizon.
It really is. And there's even an additional patent currently under review, which would further strengthen their position. Now, this IP covers both the intrinsic material science of the ink itself, its specific chemical composition and how it reacts, the core science, but also crucial practical design enhancements.
Design enhancements? Like what?
Things that improve color stability, ensure visual clarity under various lighting conditions, which is important in real-world settings, and expand the operational range of these dosimeters for different applications. So they've not just protected what the ink does, but also how it's delivered and presented for maximum effectiveness and reliability in, you know, actual industrial settings.
That's a comprehensive approach to protection, covering both the chemistry and the user experience. But for those mission-critical applications you mentioned, a visual inspection alone might not always satisfy every stringent regulatory or quality control requirement. Is there a way Intelligo brings a layer of digital precision to this visual indicator? Maybe for data logging or more granular analysis?
Indeed. And that's where their patented mobile scanning application comes into play. This further solidifies their technological moat. This app allows for the precise quantitative measurement of the color change on the dosimeter.
Ah, so you scan it with a phone.
Exactly. Instead of just a subjective, yeah, it looks about right, the app can quantify the exact dose exposure. It provides a layer of digital precision and crucial data logging capabilities to what starts as a simple visual indicator.
So you get both. Quick visual check and hard data.
Precisely. You get the immediate, intuitive visual feedback, but also the ability to record, analyze, and store exact dose exposure data. This bridges the gap between simple observation and rigorous auditable measurement, which is absolutely crucial for compliance and process optimization in highly regulated industries like healthcare or electronics manufacturing.
Okay, so we understand the core tech and its protection. Now, where do they actually apply this clever technology? What products are they selling and what enormous markets are they serving with this unique capability?
Right. This is where the rubber meets the road, as they say. Their product portfolio leverages this core technology across several distinct and very large markets. The first and currently the primary revenue and profit driver are their UVC dosimeters. These are specifically designed for business-to-business clients.
B2B focused, okay.
Yes. These dosimeters are engineered to specifically respond to germicidal UVC wavelengths. These are the wavelengths that are absolutely crucial for validating disinfection processes. We're talking critical environments like healthcare facilities, think operating rooms, patient isolation rooms, but also food and beverage manufacturing, hospitality, transportation, anywhere, disinfection is paramount.
So ensuring it actually worked.
Exactly. In these settings, ensuring a proper, verifiable UV dose can literally mean the difference between safety and widespread contamination. They're rapidly becoming the benchmark for confidence in UV disinfection.
So it's a small consumable part of a much bigger process, but it's incredibly important. I can certainly see the value in, say, a hospital setting where you absolutely cannot leave anything to chance with disinfection.
Precisely. They are mission-critical consumables that ensure safety and efficacy in these high-stakes environments. But here's the key insight. They represent a remarkably low-cost component within what is otherwise a high-value, often very expensive, process.
Low-cost but high-value.
Exactly. A few dollars for an Intelligo dosimeter can validate the proper function of a UV disinfection robot, costing tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Or an entire industrial water treatment system. It's a tiny investment, protecting a huge one, ensuring critical compliance and operational integrity.
Beyond disinfection, what about industrial applications? Because the world of adhesives and coatings is a whole different ballgame from germicidal disinfection, right? different UV wavelengths, different intensities, I imagine.
Indeed, a very different set of requirements. The UV Assure product line is tailored precisely for that, the industrial UV curing market. These dosimeters are used to verify that materials like adhesives, coatings, and inks have received the optimal UV dose required for proper curing.
Curing, like hardening the material.
Yes, exactly. Think of the manufacturing of electronics, medical devices, or automotive components. Precise quality control here is absolutely essential. An undercured adhesive could lead to product failure down the line. A compromised coating might not protect a surface properly. An overcured material could compromise its integrity or even cause discoloration.
So getting the dose just right is critical.
Absolutely. UV Assure ensures that this critical process control is maintained, preventing costly defects, product recalls, and, frankly, significant reputational damage from manufacturers.
I recall something about a consumer a wristband, I think. Was that where Intellego started, trying to help people avoid sunburns?
You have a good memory. Indeed, the Smart Sunband was Intellego's original concept. These were consumer-facing wristbands and stickers that reacted to UVA and UVB wavelengths, designed to help users monitor their sun exposure and prevent sunburn.
A consumer gadget.
Exactly. It was a novel idea and certainly captured some attention. However, scaling the business to consumer, the B2C market, proved quite challenging and very resource-intensive. Mm. You often have high marketing costs, complex distribution channels, highly unpredictable demand driven by consumer trends.
Yeah, B2C is tough.
It really is. That experience ultimately led to a very astute strategic pivot towards the more scalable and crucially higher margin B2B industrial and healthcare applications. That pivot has truly set the stage for their current hypergrowth. It was a crucial learning experience that really redefined their focus and strategy.
That pivot makes a lot of sense, especially considering the margins we'll discuss later. Are they looking at any new emerging areas for this technology beyond the current main applications?
Yes. Absolutely. They're actively developing new applications, which speaks volumes about the versatility and fundamental utility of their core technology. These emerging applications include things like horticulture.
Farming?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Monitoring daily light integral, or DLI, which is basically the total amount of photosynthetically active light a plant receives over 24 hours. This is crucial for optimizing plant growth in controlled environments like vertical farms, where precise light management can drastically improve yields.
Interesting. Any others?
They're also exploring other specialized medtech areas. It really raises an important question. How adaptable is this core technology? And the answer, clearly, seems to be incredibly adaptable. Its fundamental ability to accurately quantify invisible UV light has broad utility wherever UV is used and needs to be validated for efficacy or safety. Two, business model. Capital light, high margin, and increasingly recurring.
Speaking of scalability, one might expect a company producing physical strips, even highly technical ones, to require massive factories and a huge manufacturing footprint. How does Intellego manage to produce these things without that kind of capital-intensive setup, especially when facing such rapid growth? Because that can be a real bottleneck.
Right. You'd think factories everywhere. But this is a key part of their attractiveness and contributes significantly to their exceptional financial profile. Intellego operates an exceptionally capital-light business model.
Capital-light, meaning?
Meaning they strategically outsource all production to contract manufacturers. This isn't just a cost-saving measure. It's fundamental to their operational strategy. It minimizes their direct capital expenditures on things like facilities, equipment, and a large manufacturing workforce.
So they don't own the factories.
Exactly. It frees them from the burdens of managing a factory. And crucially, it allows them incredible flexibility to scale production up or down rapidly in response to demand peaks or, you know, huge new orders like they're getting now.
That makes sense for handling growth spurts.
It does. And it means they can focus their internal resources on what they do best, deep R&D, strategic sales, and targeted marketing, rather than the complexities and capital demands of actually running manufacturing plants.
So with that capital light model, and given what you said about the products being mission critical but low cost for the end process, what does that mean for their margins? Here's where it gets really interesting for anyone looking at the financial health of this business, because in traditional manufacturing, production costs usually eat heavily into profitability.
The financial characteristics are truly exceptional. Honestly, highly attractive, often more akin to what you'd see in a high-value software or licensing business, not a physical product company.
Software margins on a physical product?
Pretty much. Their core dosimeter products, as we discussed, are a tiny fraction of a customer's total process cost, yet they're absolutely critical for quality assurance and safety. This allows them to command premium pricing. That premium pricing, combined with their capital-light production, is reflected in their incredible profitability. We're seeing gross margins exceeding 90%. Think about that for a physical product.
90% plus.
And demonstrated EBIT, earnings before interest and taxes, margins surpassing 60% in the first half of 2025. This isn't just good, it's extraordinary. It fundamentally underscores the immense value of their intellectual property and the critical function their product performs, rather than just the cost of its physical components.
That's an incredible margin profile, far from what you'd expect. But even with a brilliant product and amazing margins, you still need to get it into the hands of the right customers, especially those global giants. How has Intelligo refined its strategy to really scale up those high-margin sales channels? Has that changed over time?
Oh, they certainly have refined their approach, and it's been a critical evolution for them. Initially, they relied more on traditional distribution channels, going through UV device original equipment manufacturers or OEMs.
Selling through the equipment makers.
Right. But as we hinted at earlier, the incentives were often misaligned. OEMs were primarily focused on selling their high-ticket hardware, their big machines. They weren't as motivated to really push low-cost, albeit critical, consumables like dosimeters.
Their focus was elsewhere.
Exactly. So Intelligo wisely shifted strategy. They moved to two more direct and scalable models that align incentives much better and, crucially, help secure recurring revenue.
Okay, what are those models? And this is where the big names, the global giants like Henkel and Lacang, come in, right? Directly engaging those end users.
Precisely. The first model is strategic partnerships. They now collaborate directly with large-scale global end users, as evidenced by their transformative partnerships with companies like Henkel and Lacang. This approach strategically embeds their dosimeters directly into the partner's core processes and product offerings. It's not just a transactional sale anymore. It's a deep integration.
Embedded in the workflow.
Yes. Creating a direct channel for high-volume, highly recurring sales. The dosimeters become an indispensable part of the partner's own quality assurance protocols and often their own brand's value proposition, effectively locking in demand.
That makes perfect sense. And then there's the razor blade model, a classic business strategy for consumables. How does that work specifically with UV disinfection, and how does Intelligo apply it?
It's applied very effectively through their subsidiary, UVIO. Intelligo, via UVIO, sells and even leases UV disinfection hardware, often at a subsidized price. Kind of like giving away the razor to sell the blades.
Got it.
But here's the crucial part. This hardware is bundled with multi-year supply agreements for its consumable dosimeters. This ensures that every piece of UVIO hardware placed out in the market generates a long-term, high-margin annuity stream of dosimeter sales.
So the hardware guarantees future dosimeter sales.
Exactly. This UVIO business unit alone, leveraging this recurring revenue model, is projected to exceed SEK 500 million in annual revenue by 2028. It's a brilliant way to ensure predictable long-term demand for the consumables. This entire strategic shift transforms Intelligo. They go from being a mere component supplier into an integrated provider of essential quality assurance systems. The dosimeter is no longer an optional add-on. It becomes an integral, required part of the workflow for their partners.
Mandatory, almost.
Effectively, yes. Converting what were once unpredictable product sales into stable, predictable, and highly recurring revenue streams, this is a fundamental de-risking change in their business model, making their future revenue much more secure and visible to investors.
Historically, Intelligo is a Swedish company, but its recent partnerships clearly have a global reach. Where are they focusing their efforts now geographically, and how has that changed with these monumental collaborations?
Right. They started in Stockholm, and historically, they were strong in North America and Europe. The EU, for instance, accounted for a significant 61% of their early 2025 revenue. But their new partnerships are driving a dramatic geographic realignment.
A big shift.
A huge shift. The Lacang partnership provides deep and immediate penetration into the vast Chinese healthcare market and further access to the broader Asia-Pacific region. Simultaneously, the Henkel partnership is global in scope, targeting industrial customers across all major manufacturing hubs worldwide.
And North America.
North America also remains a key market, particularly as new FDA regulations are expected to significantly boost demand for verifiable UV disinfection validation across various industries there. So growth potential there too.
So that historical revenue breakdown from Europe, while interesting for context, is becoming less and less relevant now as a guide to their future, isn't it? It sounds like the picture is changing rapidly.
That's precisely correct. The primary growth drivers are now absolutely global. Asia, largely driven by Lukang, and the worldwide industrial market, powered by Henkel, are poised to become the dominant geographic segments going forward. This transition from a regional player to a globally focused enterprise has significant implications, of course. It introduces new operational complexities, managing currency exposure across diverse markets, optimizing global supply chains, navigating varied geopolitical and regulatory landscapes. It's a massive step up in ambition and execution, and it means Intelligo is playing on an entirely different scale now. 3. Industry dynamics and sustainable competitive advantage.
So Intelligo has this fantastic technology, a great business model, and these massive partnerships. But what's truly fueling the underlying demand for this kind of technology? It sounds like they're in the right place at the right time, with powerful, larger trends driving the need for their products.
You've hit on a critical point there. They are absolutely positioned at the intersection of two large and rapidly growing industrial markets. And both are supported by powerful, long-term secular trends.
Secular trends, meaning long-term shifts.
Exactly. These aren't fads. They are fundamental shifts, significantly expanding the addressable market for Intelligo's validation technology. And crucially, transforming it from something that was maybe nice to have into an absolute must-have.
Let's talk about the UV disinfection market first. What exactly is driving its growth and making these dosimeters so crucial all of a sudden?
Well, this is a multi-billion dollar global industry already, and various market reports project it to grow at a robust compound annual growth rate, or CAGR. Estimates vary, but they're generally between, say, 5.6% and an impressive 15.4% per year.
That's solid growth. What's behind it?
It's propelled by several key factors. One is certainly heightened hygiene awareness globally, amplified post-COVID-19, for sure, but also a rising focus on combating healthcare-associated infections, HAIs, a persistent and costly problem in hospitals worldwide. There's also increasing demand for effective, chemical-free disinfection methods, especially in sensitive environments like food production or water treatment.
Less reliance on chemicals.
Right. But here's the profound insight, the real game changer: increasing regulatory scrutiny. For example, new FDA standards in the U.S. are now starting to mandate verifiable quality control for UV disinfection devices.
Mandating proof.
Yes. This isn't just a market growth opportunity. It's a fundamental paradigm shift. Before, maybe hospitals or food processing plants saw UV disinfection as a set-it-and-forget-it solution or just assumed it was working. Now regulations are forcing a cultural change, making verifiable proof of efficacy non-negotiable.
So Intelligo isn't just selling a product.
They're selling the solution to a compliance headache. And consider this staggering statistic. Intelligo estimates that of the roughly 1.6 billion UV disinfection cycles performed annually in global healthcare settings alone, the vast majority currently use no quality control tool at all.
1.6 billion cycles with no check. That's incredible.
It is. It's an enormous, virtually unaddressed greenfield market of immense scale, suddenly being mandated by regulations, just waiting to be filled. This fundamentally increases Intelligo's value proposition from a nice-to-have to an absolute must-have almost overnight for many users.
That's a huge untapped market opening up. And the UV curing side. What's happening in that industrial market, and what are the specific demands there?
Also a multi-billion dollar market, and projected for even higher CAGRs, often cited in the range of 10% to 18% annually. Growth here is driven by the manufacturing sector's accelerating shift towards more environmentally friendly technologies.
Greener manufacturing.
Exactly. UV curing produces low or no volatile organic compounds, VOCs, those harmful gases often released by traditional industrial curing methods. That's a big environmental plus. It also offers greater production efficiency. UV curing is nearly instantaneous, which dramatically speeds up production lines and reduces energy consumption compared to heat-based curing, for example.
Faster and cleaner.
Right. Plus, there are expanding applications in high-tech industries like packaging, electronics, automotive, and even 3D printing, where precise process control is absolutely paramount to prevent costly failures. Think about a tiny, critical component in a medical device that needs to be perfectly bonded, or a high-performance coating on an automotive part. Quality assurance is everything to avoid catastrophic failures and expensive recalls.
So across both markets, it's about shifting from a nice-to-have or assume-it's-working approach to a must-have solution, driven by compliance, safety, and uncompromising quality.
Exactly. This whole evolution, driven by regulators, increasingly stringent quality standards and liability concerns, is creating an undeniable demand for objective proof of efficacy. It significantly expands the addressable market for Intelligo's validation tools. A hospital that once simply assumed its UV robot was effective will now be required to prove it for every disinfection cycle. A manufacturer that perhaps relied on visual inspection will now need quantitative data. This fundamental shift elevates the value, and therefore the pricing power, of Intelligo's dosimeters because they address a critical, non-negotiable, and now often mandated need.
That brings us to competition. Who are they actually up against in this highly specialized niche? It sounds like a very particular area. Are there big players trying to muscle in?
Well, Intelligo has very deliberately positioned itself as the world's leading manufacturer of colorimetric ultraviolet indicators. And the specific niche of photochromic dosimeters appears, actually, highly fragmented. There don't seem to be large, direct, publicly traded competitors that focus exclusively on this precise technology.
Fragmented, so lots of smaller players, maybe.
Possibly smaller players, or companies offering dosimeters as just one part of a broader, more diversified portfolio. Interestingly, a 2025 peer-reviewed academic study actually found Intelligo's dosimeter to be demonstrably superior in sensitivity, consistency, and color stability compared to a specific competing product from a company called UV Process Supply.
So third-party validation of superiority.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you look at broader radiation dosimetry companies like, say, Mirion or RaySafe, they aren't really direct competitors. They focus on measuring ionizing radiation X-rays, gamma rays, which is a completely different scientific and application domain compared to UV light used for disinfection or curing. So in their specific niche, Intelligo appears to have a clear leadership position.
Okay, let's talk about their moat. We've seen this ingenious technology in a highly profitable business model. But in the world of fast-paced innovation, one might still ask, what truly stops a competitor from eventually replicating this clever idea? What are the true lasting defenses Intelligo has built around its business that make it so hard to challenge?
That's the ultimate question, isn't it? And Intelligo's sustainable advantage, their moat, is really built on three reinforcing pillars that collectively form a formidable defense, making it exceptionally difficult for competitors to dislodge them.
Three pillars. Okay, what's the first?
First, as we discussed, there's intellectual property. A strong and growing patent portfolio protects its core photochromic ink technology and its myriad applications, with key patents extending all the way out to 2042. This creates a significant legal barrier to direct imitation. A new player can't just reverse engineer or copy their core chemistry without facing massive legal challenges. These are not easily replicated chemical formulations or processes.
So strong legal protection. What's pillar two?
Second are their intangible assets, specifically their brand and quality reputation. They've meticulously built a reputation over time for reliability, consistency, and scientific accuracy. And this isn't just self-proclamation. It's substantiated by rigorous third-party validation and independent academic studies, like the one I mentioned.
Trust and reliability matter here.
Immensely. This reputation is invaluable, particularly in industries where safety, quality, and compliance are absolutely paramount. It allows Intelligo to command premium pricing and be recognized as the undisputed quality leader in its niche. That's crucial when you're validating mission-critical processes for global industrial giants.
Okay, IP and brand. What's the third pillar?
The third, and arguably the most powerful advantage, especially now with these big partnerships, is high switching costs.
High switching costs, meaning it's hard for customers to leave.
Exactly. As Intelligo's dosimeters become deeply integrated into the quality control protocols and workflows of its major partners, they transition from being a simple consumable to a specified, non-substitutable component of a validated process. Consider a global conglomerate like Henkel. The cost, the inherent risk, the immense operational disruption associated with revalidating its entire global adhesive application process, potentially across thousands of product lines and hundreds of factories with a new unproven dosimeter, would be prohibitively high. It's just not worth the risk or effort for a tiny component cost.
It locks them in.
It creates a powerful lock-in effect, effectively securing Intelligo's position as a sole source supplier for these critical, deeply embedded applications.
So if I'm understanding correctly, by embedding themselves so deeply, they're becoming an ingredient brand, much like Intel Inside for computers, but for quality assurance in UV processes. The customer isn't just buying an adhesive, they're buying a guaranteed quality-controlled process validated by Intelligo.
Precisely. It's an excellent analogy. By becoming the specified validation tool for Henkel adhesives, or the required consumable for the UVIO disinfection system, Intelligo's brand becomes synonymous with the quality, safety, and efficacy of its partners' much larger, more expensive offerings. A customer isn't just purchasing a product from Henkel, they're implicitly purchasing the quality assurance provided by Intelligo. This deep integration makes Intelligo's revenue stream from these partners exceptionally durable, predictable, and incredibly hard to dislodge.
For any potential competitor looking at this market, maybe a startup with a bright idea, what stands in their way? What makes it so incredibly difficult to break into this market or challenge Intelligo's established position given those three pillars?
The barriers are truly formidable, layered both technically and commercially, creating a very strong defensive perimeter. Technically, as we said, a new entrant would face the Herculean task of developing a technology that either successfully circumvents Intelligo's extensive and long-dated patent portfolio, a massive scientific and legal challenge in itself, or proves to be demonstrably and unequivocally superior. Given Intelligo's current lead in validation, that's a very, very high bar.
The tech hurdle is huge.
It is. Then, commercially, even if a viable product were somehow developed, persuading global market leaders like Henkel and Lacang to abandon their existing validated processes and switch to an unproven, potentially risky supplier is a monumental task. Think about the sheer effort of revalidation across global operations, the potential for production disruptions, the cost of retraining staff, and the immense risk associated with trusting an unknown supplier for such a critical function.
They wouldn't switch easily.
The incentives are heavily stacked against switching. The combination of these deep technical and commercial hurdles creates a formidable defense against new competition, effectively protecting Intelligo's market leadership and, critically, its incredibly high-margin structure. 4. Financial performance, a paradigm shift in growth and profitability.
Let's ground ourselves in where Intelligo came from financially, because this wasn't always a hyper-growth, record-breaking story, was it? There was definitely a build-up phase before this explosion we're witnessing now.
No, it certainly wasn't an overnight success in terms of financials. For several years, Intelligo was really in a nascent pre-commercialization phase. Net sales were modest, they grew steadily but not explosively, going from about SEK 7.5 million in 2020 up to SEK 265.3 million in 2024.
Okay, a decent climb, but not vertical yet.
Right. And during this period, profitability also saw a significant transition. The company was actually loss-making as recently as 2022, recording a loss after financial items of SEK 16.8 million. They were investing heavily in R&D, market entry, refining the product.
Burning cash to build the foundation.
Exactly. But then they achieved profitability in 2023 with SEK 68.8 million, which then further increased to SEK 92.4 million in 2024. This was truly the essential build-up phase, laying the groundwork, proving the technology, refining the business model. And importantly, operating cash flow turned positive in 2024, signaling that the business was becoming commercially viable on its own.
So a steady climb, a clear progression towards profitability, but certainly not the kind of explosive, jaw-dropping growth that typically captures headlines. It was more of a methodical development.
Exactly. It was a period of intense investment in that intellectual property we talked about, and product refinement, proving the technology's capabilities, and really honing the go-to-market strategy. All of that set the stage for what was to come. Without that disciplined buildup, the current hyper-growth phase just wouldn't be possible.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, and where the story takes that dramatic turn we mentioned. What happened in 2025 that led to this profound business inflection? Because the numbers we're seeing now are truly transformative, almost unbelievable for a company of Intelligo's prior size.
Yeah, the first half of 2025 marked a genuine paradigm shift for Intelligo. This is when the initial impact of those major strategic partnerships materialized dramatically on the income statement. In Q1 2025, the company reported net sales of SEK 201.0 million.
201 million SEK in one quarter.
Yes, and that was a staggering 152.5% year-over-year increase. Critically, it nearly equaled the revenue generated in the entire 2024 fiscal year, all in just 3 months.
Wow, and profitability.
Even more striking. EBIT, or operating profit, was SEK 131.3 million. That yielded an exceptional EBIT margin of 66.2%. 66%.
Incredible margins holding up with that growth.
And it didn't stop there. This strong momentum didn't just hold, it actually accelerated into Q2 2025. In Q2, they reported net sales of SEK 217.1 million and an operating profit of SEK 153.5 million, pushing the operating margin even higher to an astonishing 70.7%. These aren't just incremental improvements, these are absolute step changes in financial performance.
These numbers are truly astounding. 152% year-over-year increase in Q1, almost equaling the previous year's revenue. For a company of Intelligo's prior size, this must be an incredibly intense, almost overwhelming period. How is management coping with such rapid scaling, and what are their immediate priorities to harness and sustain this momentum?
That's an excellent question, and it really speaks to the significant operational challenge they face. Management has reacted with both confidence and, I think, pragmatism. They've repeatedly upgraded their full-year 2025 guidance in rapid succession, as the results have just kept blowing past expectations.
They keep raising the bar.
They have to. Their initial forecast for 2025 was for sales exceeding SEK 500 million and EBIT over SEK 160 million. After Q1, they raised that to over SK 600 million in sales and SEK 250 million in EBIT. Then, following the strong Q2 results, guidance was increased again. Now they're forecasting sales exceeding SEK 700 million and EBIT of over SEK 400 million for the full year.
So doubling the profit forecast within months.
Essentially, yes. And to give you some context, they'd actually already surpassed their revised SEK 250 million full-year EBIT target by early July 2025, just over halfway through the year.
Already beat the upgraded target halfway through the year.
Incredible, right?
Yeah.
It just confirms that remarkable margin profile we discussed, above 90% gross margins and consistently 60, 70% EBIT margins. It reflects the immense value of their IP, the mission-critical nature of their product, and that capital-light model really paying off. It's a clear signal that the underlying economics of the business are incredibly attractive at scale.
With such explosive growth, there must be significant growing pains and challenges, right? Because growing this fast can put a huge strain on a company, particularly a smaller one transitioning to the scale. What's the biggest financial hurdle they're facing, or maybe that investors are most concerned about?
You're absolutely right to identify that. The most significant point of concern for investors and analysts watching this story has been working capital management. Specifically, the high and growing balance of accounts receivable and the associated day sales outstanding, or DSO.
Meaning getting paid by these big customers.
Exactly. It's a common and, frankly, predictable challenge for a smaller company experiencing hypergrowth through new contracts with enormous multinational corporations. These giants typically operate with extended payment cycles, 90 days. Sometimes even 120 days is standard for them.
So sales explode, but the cash doesn't come in immediately.
Right. When sales explode overnight, but cash collections lag behind those sales, it can create a liquidity squeeze, even for a highly profitable company like Intelligo. It's a cash conversion cycle issue.
So it's not a question of if the money is coming, but when. Is the company actively addressing this, or is it just letting the problem build up and hoping for the best? Because that can be dangerous.
No, they're definitely addressing it. This is a top priority for management.
Fair.
We've publicly acknowledged this challenge and have prioritized shortening payment terms as a key operational goal. And they've reported tangible progress. They successfully negotiated 30-day and 60-day payment terms with two of their major collaborators, which is a significant improvement.
So they are making headway.
It appears so. These efforts seem to be bearing fruit. Analysts noted a sequential decline in DSO in Q1. And crucially, this is very important for cash flow confidence. The company generated positive operating cash flow in both Q1, SEK 28.3 million, and Q2, SEK 67.1 million of 2025. This shows they are successfully converting those high paper profits into actual cash in the bank.
Positive operating cash flow is a very good sign.
It's critical. Furthermore, they maintain a strong liquidity buffer of approximately SEK 200 million. This is supported by unused credit facilities that can be collateralized by their credit-assured receivables from these large partners. So it suggests that while working capital is a challenge of rapid expansion, it's a manageable growing pain of success rather than a fundamental flaw that threatens their solvency. It's a symptom of a company racing ahead, not one struggling to keep its head above water.
That's a crucial distinction. What about their overall financial health looking at the balance sheet? Is it as robust and resilient as these high margins and positive cash flows suggest? Or is there hidden debt or weakness?
No. Intelligo's capital light model translates directly into a remarkably clean and robust balance sheet, which is a significant advantage, especially during this growth phase. As of June 30th, 2025, total equity stood at SEK 525.7 million against total assets of SEK 707.9 million. That yields a very strong equity ratio of 74%.
High equity ratio, meaning not much debt.
Exactly. Critically, the company has no material debt. Its liabilities primarily consist of standard operating liabilities, things like accounts payable and some minor lease obligations. They are not burdened by significant interest payments or looming debt maturities that could restrict them. This low leverage profile provides significant financial flexibility. It allows them to fund their continued hypergrowth primarily through their strong operating cash flow, without needing to take on heavy debt or constantly dilute shareholders through frequent equity raises. It's really a picture of financial strength supporting tremendous operational ambition. V-Growth strategy, management execution.
We've touched on these massive deals, but let's dive deeper into these transformative partnerships with Henkel and Lekang. What makes them so significant beyond just the impressive sales numbers? What do they truly represent for Intellego's strategic direction and future?
These partnerships are, without exaggeration, the absolute cornerstones of Intellego's current and future growth strategy. They're not just large sales contracts. They represent the strategic adoption of Intellego's technology as a core specified component of its partners' global quality control standards.
Adoption, not just purchase.
Precisely. This fundamentally embeds Intellego's product into the very fabric of their operations. It moves way beyond a simple vendor-client relationship to become a deep, integrated collaboration. That's the key strategic difference.
Okay, let's unpack the Henkel partnership first. Who exactly is Henkel, for those who might not know? And what's the scope and strategic importance of their collaboration with Intellego in that UV curing space?
Henkel is an absolute titan in its industry. They are the world's largest supplier in the pressure-sensitive adhesives, or PSA, market. To put that into perspective, the PSA market is massive, roughly $16 billion annually. It encompasses everything from simple product labels to advanced medical tapes and complex industrial bonding solutions.
So a huge player in adhesives.
The biggest. This global collaboration specifically targets the vast UV curing industry, where Henkel's adhesives are used in countless manufacturing applications worldwide. While specific contract values aren't fully disclosed publicly, these companies tend to be guarded about that analysts estimate potential revenue from this single relationship at least several billion SEK over just the next 3 to 5 years.
Several billion SEK from one partner.
Yes. And discussions for a formal global distribution agreement are already well underway. This isn't just a pilot project or a regional trial. It's a full-scale, long-term, global commitment from a market leader to integrate Intellego's technology as a standard for quality assurance in their processes.
That's incredible scale and validation. And then there's Lekang. How does that partnership strategically open up the critical Asian market for Intellego, particularly China, which is obviously enormous?
Lekang, or Shanghai Lekang Disinfectant High-Tech Co. Ltd., is one of China's largest and most influential disinfection companies. They currently supply approximately 3,000 hospitals directly. And through their powerful parent company, the Yule Group, they have access to over 300,000 healthcare facilities globally. So the reach is immense.
Huge network in healthcare.
Massive. The partnership includes a 5-year agreement with minimum volume commitments, guaranteed minimums totaling SEK 3.5 billion just for the Chinese market alone.
3.5 billion SEK guaranteed just for China.
Exactly. And that's not all. A separate 5-year agreement extends this partnership to the broader Asian market outside of China. The estimated value there is between USD 360 million and USD 1.4 billion. So that's contingent on standard regulatory approvals in those various countries. The sheer scale of these minimum volume commitments with both Henkel and Lekang provides an unprecedented level of revenue visibility. It significantly de-risks Intellego's growth trajectory for years to come. It signifies that these dominant, highly discerning players have rigorously validated Intellego's technology, not just as effective, but as essential to their own value proposition, integrating it deeply into their critical high-volume processes. This level of endorsement is incredibly powerful.
This company is founder-led, which is always interesting to see, especially when it reaches this hyper-growth phase. What's the CEO's strategic vision for Intellego, particularly with this new explosive growth, and how are they allocating capital now to achieve these massive new ambitions?
Right, CEO Claes Lindahl has been the unwavering guiding force. He strategically evolved the company from that initial B2C concept, the SmartSun band, to the robust global B2B platform we see today. And buoyed by these recent, almost unbelievable successes, management has significantly raised its long-term ambitions.
Raised the targets again.
Dramatically. They are now targeting over SEK 10 billion in annual sales within just 5 years. This is a substantial increase from a previous target of SEK 2 billion. It reflects a profound shift in their strategic outlook and a newfound confidence in their ability to execute at this dramatically expanded scale.
10 billion SEK, that's a huge leap. How are they investing to get there?
Their capital allocation strategy has been squarely focused on funding this accelerated growth and fortifying their market position. There have been a few key initiatives. One was a Darrow Group acquisition back in 2022, 2023. Inteligo acquired this UK-based company for about GBP 6.5 million, roughly SEK 81 million.
Why acquire Darrow Group?
It was strategic. Darrow was already selling specialist lighting and UV systems in the UK. This acquisition provided immediate entry into the UK market, yes, but more importantly, it gave Inteligo an established sales channel for UV systems. This supported their vertical integration strategy.
Control the hardware channel, too.
Exactly. It allowed them to bundle their dosimeters with hardware more effectively, accelerate market penetration without building a UK sales force from scratch, and gain valuable insight into end-user needs to inform product development. What else? They're also making substantial investments in YUVIO, their subsidiary focused on the razor blade model. Operating cash flow is being strategically reinvested into capital equipment specifically, those UV disinfection devices YUVIO sells or leases. The goal is to build out the installed base rapidly.
Placing more razors.
Precisely. Every device placed secures that long-term recurring dosimeter revenue stream. It's a deliberate strategy to lock in future high-margin sales.
And this is a crucial step for scaling, bringing in experienced talent to manage that growth. A small company growing this fast needs top-tier professionalization, surely.
Absolutely. And they've made a significant move here, signaling a new phase of corporate maturity and readiness for institutional scrutiny. Inteligo announced the appointment of Hans Denneven as its new chief financial officer, effective September 1st, 2025.
A new CFO. Why is he significant?
This looks like a very strategic hire. Denneven brings a strong track record from his previous role at a company called PDS Vision. There, he successfully helped scale revenues to around SEK 1.5 billion and, crucially, managed transitions towards subscription and service-based revenue models.
Experience directly relevant to Inteligo's model.
Exactly. His expertise in scaling high-growth companies, implementing institutional-grade financial controls, and enhancing investor communication is directly aligned with Inteligo's strategic objectives for this next phase of rapid global expansion. It's a clear signal from management that they are professionalizing their operations and financial oversight to meet the immense demands of this new scale and, frankly, investor expectations.
Given that their competitive advantage is rooted in their technology, how are they staying ahead technically? Is R&D a continuous priority, or are they mostly leveraging existing patents now that they've secured these big partnerships? Can they afford to slow down innovation?
No, R&D is unequivocally a continuous priority. They see it as absolutely essential to maintaining their leadership position. While specific R&D expenditure figures aren't always fully broken out in every financial statement, management consistently emphasizes ongoing investments in their core photochromic ink technology and UVC dosimetry.
So still investing heavily in the science?
Yes. And this isn't just about developing entirely new products, although they do that too. It's also about constantly improving existing ones, enhancing their accuracy, expanding their range of applications, maybe making them easier to use, and crucially, maintaining and extending their patent-protected advantages. This continuous innovation acts as a powerful deterrent to future competition.
Keeping that moat deep and wide.
Exactly. They also boast a healthy innovation pipeline. They mentioned having 12 new products currently under development that already have pre-orders from paying customers. That demonstrates continuous market validation for their R&D efforts and strong foresight into future market needs. And just as a concrete example, in Q1 and Q2 2025 alone, they invested approximately SEK 10 million per quarter directly from operating cash flow into strategic market investments with partners to accelerate growth. That shows a clear commitment to fostering future opportunities and not just resting on their current successes. The 6. Valuation analysis. The show-me approach.
Okay, let's talk valuation. How is the market actually pricing this company right now? We've heard about the incredible growth, the amazing margins. Are investors seeing the same story we are, or is there a disconnect between the fundamentals and the current share price?
That's the million-dollar question for investors, isn't it? As of mid-2025, analyst reports consistently highlight that Inteligo trades at what appear to be very low forward valuation multiples.
Low multiples despite the growth.
Surprisingly low, yes. Estimates for the 2025 EV/EBIT multiple, that's enterprise value divided by earnings, before interest and taxes, are in the remarkably low 6x to 8x range.
6 to 8 times expected operating profit. That sounds low for a tech growth story.
It is quite low. To put it simply, investors are currently only willing to pay about $6 to $8 for every dollar of annual operating profit Inteligo is expected to generate this year. This is quite striking, especially when you consider the stock price has appreciated over 400% in the past year. That shows some market recognition of the transformation, but it clearly started from a very, very low base.
How does that compare to peers?
Well, to truly put this in context, if we look at a peer group of established companies in related fields, maybe specialty chemicals, industrial consumables, or medical devices, companies like Ashland, H.B. Fuller, Stryker, or Steris, their median last 12 months, LTM EV sales multiple, is around 4.6x. Their EV/EBITDA is about 13.3x. Their typical EBIT margin is maybe 16.6%, and revenue growth is often around 7.0% annually.
Okay, so typical industry numbers.
Right. Now compare that to Intelligo. Its LTM EV sales is higher at 11.5x, but that primarily reflects the anticipated hypergrowth. However, it's projected 2025 revenue growth of over 164%, and it's demonstrated EBIT margins north of 60%. Those are vastly, vastly superior to any of these more mature peers. There's really no comparison on the growth and margin front.
So what does this significant disconnect tell us? Why isn't the market fully valuing this hypergrowth story with these exceptional margins, especially when its operational metrics far outstrip its peers? It seems counterintuitive to see such a low forward EBIT multiple.
It's this valuation gap strongly suggests the market is taking a definitive show-me approach.
Show me the money, basically.
Pretty much. Investors are likely applying a substantial discount due to several factors. Firstly, the company's historically small size means it has a limited track record of consistently generating profits and, more importantly, free cash flow at this new, much larger scale. There's an inherent skepticism, perhaps, about how seamlessly a small organization can execute such massive global contracts without hiccups.
Execution risk discount.
Exactly. Secondly, those previously discussed concerns around working capital management, particularly managing those rapidly growing accounts receivable, are still weighing on investor sentiment. The current valuation implies a high degree of skepticism about Intelligo's ability to not only seamlessly execute on its massive new contracts, but also consistently convert those exceptionally high EBIT margins into sustainable, positive free cash flow quarter after quarter. It's a believe it when I see it consistently mentality from the market.
So what could trigger a change in that perception?
A significant re-rating of the company's valuation multiple could occur if, and it's a big if, management continues to deliver on its ambitious guidance, demonstrates sustained positive cash flow generation, and crucially, effectively manages those working capital dynamics. Each successful quarter that validates the growth story shows consistent operational execution and de-risks the financial profile by improving cash conversion could help to rapidly close this valuation gap. It's a classic case of market perception needing to play catch-up to fundamental reality, but it requires consistent, unflinching proof from management quarter after quarter. 7. Risk assessment. Navigating the hypergrowth journey.
With such big contracts and rapid, almost unprecedented growth for a company of its former size, what's the most immediate and critical challenge they face in terms of risk? Because that kind of acceleration is rarely smooth sailing. There must be things keeping management up at night.
You identify the absolute paramount concern. The most significant near-term risk is undoubtedly operational execution. This is still a relatively small organization, just 64 employees reported as of Q2 2025. And they must now scale their entire operation. Supply chain, rigorous quality control across millions of units, conflicts, global logistics, all to meet massive escalating demand from some of the largest, most demanding corporations in the world.
Scaling up that fast is incredibly hard.
It's incredibly hard. Any failure to deliver on time, any lapse in quality, any inability to scale production rapidly enough could severely damage these critical, still relatively nascent relationships with Henkel and Lickking. And as we discussed, those partnerships are the absolute cornerstones of their current growth. This is the biggest day-to-day challenge that could derail the growth story, and it's where management's focus absolutely has to be.
Are there things that help mitigate that execution risk?
Yes, there are significant mitigants. Their outsourced, capital-light manufacturing model provides that built-in flexibility to ramp up or down production without incurring massive fixed costs or having to build factories overnight. And the strategic hiring of an experienced CFO like Hans Denovan is specifically intended to professionalize operations and proactively manage these very scaling challenges. It's an explicit acknowledgement from management that this risk is real and demands dedicated resources and expertise.
We've talked about their reliance on Henkel and Lickong for this explosive growth. That sounds like a big point of vulnerability. How significant is customer concentration risk here?
It's definitely significant. Their extraordinary growth prospects are, for the foreseeable future, inextricably linked to the success and health of those two anchor partnerships. This absolutely creates substantial customer concentration risk.
All eggs in two very large baskets.
For now, largely yes. any adverse event in either relationship, whether it's a strategic shift by the partner themselves, an unforeseen market change impacting their demand, or, critically, a failure by Intelligo to meet its own obligations, would have a disproportionately severe impact on Intelligo's revenue and profitability. This is a very real sensitivity investors need to be aware of.
But are there factors that lessen that risk somewhat?
Yes, there are mitigating factors that reduce the likelihood of a sudden catastrophic shift. The long-term nature of these contracts, spanning 5 years with those robust minimum volume commitments we mentioned, provides a significant degree of built-in security. And the high switching costs we explored mean it's incredibly difficult and disruptive for these partners to simply walk away once Intelligo's technology is deeply integrated into their validated processes. Furthermore, successful execution of these initial large contracts will generate the significant cash flow necessary for future customer diversification. This allows them to gradually reduce this concentration risk over time by expanding their customer base using the profits from these first big deals.
We talked about it earlier with the financial performance, but let's revisit the financial or working capital risk. Given how fast they're growing and the large accounts receivable building up, how significant is the risk that they could run into cash flow problems despite being profitable?
The risk remains, even with high profitability. A sustained failure to effectively manage that significant increase in accounts receivable could still lead to liquidity strain. Even if the money is definitely coming eventually, delayed payments from large established customers, which is common practice in global business, could impact their immediate operating cash flow. It's the timing issue.
Cash is king, even if profits are high.
Absolutely. Even if you have large profits on paper, consistently converting those profits into ready cash is the inherent financial challenge of hypergrowth for any scaling company.
But you mentioned mitigants here too.
Yes, and they are strong. Management is actively renegotiating and shortening payment terms, showing progress there. The consistent positive operating cash flow generation in the first half of 2025 is a very strong indicator that these efforts are bearing fruit and their cash conversion cycle is improving. Plus, they possess that strong liquidity buffer of approximately SEK 200 million in available credit facilities and cash. That acts as a crucial safety net and buffer during this volatile growth phase, providing crucial financial flexibility if payments lag unexpectedly.
Okay, moving to competition again. Can a competitor come along and steal their thunder, so to speak? Is there a significant competitive and technological risk that someone else could develop a similar or even better technology that isn't covered by Intelligo's patents, or maybe find a different way to solve the validation problem?
Well, while Intelligo certainly has a strong lead and that robust patent protection, the risk of a new entrant developing a superior or perhaps non-infringing photochromic technology, or indeed a truly disruptive alternative validation method, that risk can never be entirely dismissed. Innovation in specialty chemicals and materials, science is always ongoing, and new scientific breakthroughs can emerge unexpectedly.
So never say never on the tech front.
Exactly. That said, their strong, long-dated patent portfolio creates a very high technical barrier to entry. It's not easy to simply invent around patents that protect both the underlying material and its specific applications. And Intelligo is continually investing in R&D to extend this lead, to keep raising that bar. Equally important, as we discussed, are the high switching costs for customers who have already integrated Intelligo's dosimeters into their validated processes. This creates an equally high commercial barrier. It means even a slightly better theoretical technology developed by a competitor might struggle significantly to gain traction against the deeply entrenched incumbent. So the combination provides a substantial defense for Intelligo's market position.
And finally, the broader economic picture. How susceptible are they to macroeconomic and regulatory risks, especially with their now global footprint? Could a recession derail them?
Intelligo's end markets are, of course, tied to the broader global economy to some extent. The UV curing business is linked to industrial production and overall manufacturing output. The UV disinfection business is linked to healthcare spending and broader commercial activity across many industries. So yes, a significant global economic downturn or a specific slowdown in these sectors could certainly temper their impressive growth rates.
And regulatory risk, you said it's a tailwind now, but could it shift?
It could. On the regulatory front, while increasing scrutiny is currently a powerful tailwind for them, mandating validation, any reversal of that trend or the introduction of unfavorable new regulations could potentially negatively impact demand for their validation products in the future.
But are there counterarguments to those risks?
Yes, there's a crucial nuance here. The mission-critical, compliance-driven nature of their validation products may actually make demand for them less cyclical than the end markets themselves. Essential quality control, safety protocols, regulatory compliance. These tend to be maintained even in tougher economic times, as they are often non-negotiable operating costs for businesses.
Compliance doesn't start in a recession.
Often, no. Additionally, they're rapidly increasing geographic diversification, with significant presence now planned or active in Asia, Europe, and North America, helps mitigate the impact of regional slowdowns. It spreads their risk across different economic cycles and regulatory environments, making them less dependent on any single region's fortunes. Outro.
So we've taken a truly deep dive into Intelligo Technologies AB today. We went from its ingenious pH strip for UV light technology and its remarkably capital light, high margin business model, all the way to its transformative global partnerships with industrial giants like Henkel and Leking.
Quite a journey.
We've seen how powerful secular tailwinds in UV disinfection and curing, combined with Intelligo's robust competitive moat built on IP, brand, and those high switching costs, are fueling this period of unprecedented hypergrowth and financial re-rating.
What really stands out here, for you listening, is that incredible journey. From a nascent technology company, really, with a B2C idea that didn't quite scale, to becoming this rapidly emerging global player at a true inflection point. The story of Intelligo really highlights how a niche, deeply patented technology, when strategically refined and then integrated into the mission-critical processes of industry giants, can unlock truly extraordinary value and fundamentally redefine an entire business's trajectory. You've seen the immense opportunities for rapid expansion and the decisive strategic moves management is making to capitalize on them, including professionalizing the organization as it scales.
It's also clear that the market, despite the explosive growth and those exceptional margins, is still taking that show-me approach, isn't it? Holding back on full valuation, likely because of the very real execution and financial risks involved in scaling a relatively small company to meet sudden, massive global demand. And this raises an important, almost classic innovator's dilemma for you to consider. As Intelligo continues its journey, which factor do you believe will be more decisive in shaping its ultimate success? Will it be the undeniable fundamental power and protection of its patented technology and its strategic, deeply integrated partnerships? Or will it be the critical challenge of flawless operational execution and meticulous cash flow management during this unprecedented hypergrowth phase?
Yeah, technology versus execution.
It's a fascinating tension playing out in real time right now. What will ultimately determine their triumph or perhaps a stumble along the way? Something to think about. We hope this deep dive has given you a fresh perspective and a powerful shortcut to being truly well-informed about Intelligo Technologies. Keep learning, keep questioning, and join us next time for another deep dive into the world's most interesting insights.